Good afternoon, listeners. I hope you enjoyed listening to The Wandering Rhythms with Nick Lagasse. This is Alexander, your host for The Generic Alternative, and happy BC Family Day. That's today on CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquit Lam. If you want to find us online, we're at cgsf.ca, or you can find previous recordings of previous programmers' shows on the SoundCloud website. There's also Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. CGSF is on all of those social media platforms. And if you check out other platforms like Parler, Gab, True Social, Mastodon, you might even find CGSF out there. So give us a search on that world wide web. All right, let's get this show started. There was a lot of talk recently about balloons in the media. So why don't we start off with a little song from, I think it's Germany, 99 Luftballons.
Thank you. I bought a ticket to your show. Did you see me? Did you know? I was standing in the back room, with the lights down low. I couldn't think of the right words. Now it's just
better way to spend your Monday afternoon than by listening to a bit of a history highlight. On this day in history, February 20th, 1984, Trevor Noah, a South African comedian, actor, and television host, was born, which was the same day, today, February 20th, that the first Chinese research station in Antarctica ended, opened on February 20th of 1985. 1258 on this day in history is the death day, like an opposite of a birthday, for al-Mustasim, an Iraqi caliph. On this day in history in 1816, Rossini's opera, The Barber of Seville premieres at the Teatro Argentina in Rome. In 1877, Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake, it receives its premiere at the Bolshoi Theater in Moscow. On this day in history, in 2005, Joseph Holček, a Czechoslovakian canoeist, passed away. On this day in history, in 1959, the Avro Aero program to design and manufacture supersonic jet fighters in Canada. It's canceled by the Diefenbaker government amid much political debate. Hopefully we save some money. In 2016, on this day in history, Fernando Cardenal, a Nicaraguan priest and politician, passed away. In 1952, Emmett Ashford becomes the first African-American umpire in organized baseball, an official substitute. In 1552, on this day in history, happy birthday to Sengoku Hidehisa, a daimyo. On this day in history, in 1988, Rihanna, the Barbadian American singer-songwriter and actress, was also born on this day in history.
I live up above of all McDonald's. And then we fought over dignity.